Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Let's do speed joke. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending your jokes. Joe Wagner in Rochelle and Mike Birrell in Bolingbrook and Tom DiGuardi, who is a microburst survivor in Fox River Grove. Yeah, that was something. I hope a lot of you are that. Dave Carr in Canada, Doug from Sycamore, Brian Pentikoff sent us one from Gurney, Vic Shields in Freeport, Mike Braden in Chicago, Sean Durning in Steamboat Springs, Colorado says, thanks for your words of encouragement during yesterday's show. I promise to keep writing and submitting. And this, John, last time I submitted a joke, I forgot to put my name, so there was confusion as to whether or not it came from me or a law firm. It did not come from a law firm. Had it been written from a law firm, it would have been way too lengthy and full of large and unnecessary words. But my name is just Logan Schilling Law. Great to again be listening to your show here in Tennessee. A pair of jumper cables walks into a bar, orders a drink. Bartender says, okay, I'll serve you. But don't start anything.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a doctor, and John Williams will star as a patient.
That hemorrhoid cream caused a bad reaction.
Really? Where did you apply it?
On the number 4 bus. I tried to pay cash at the plagiarism store, but they only take credit. An angry woman goes up to the prison guard and yells, you need to stop making my husband work so hard around here. The guard says, lady, all he does is sleep all day in his cell. She says, oh, huh, he just told me he's been digging a tunnel for months now. Hey, are bishops from St. Louis referred to as archbishops? Oh, boy, so I just found out that you're supposed to pee on a jellyfish sting, not on a jelly stain. My apologies to everyone at the Waffle House. I have a stepladder in my garage. Never knew my real ladder. So I'm in line at the Target store, minding my own business. This attractive woman walks up to me and says, hi, I think you're the father of one of my kids. And I look around. I say, wait, are you that dancer from that wild bachelor party? And she goes, no, I'm your son's teacher. Dave, no one has seen the Zamboni driver.
Oh, I'm sure he'll resurface sometime.
I waved to a man because I thought he was waving at me. Apparently, he was just waving at another woman. So to escape that awkward situation, I kept my hand up. Then a taxi pulled over, took me to the airport. I'm now starting a new life in Arizona.